This is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. The medical field has been notoriously slow to embrace technology when it comes to patients' health records. Then the Affordable Care Act brought a $30 billion cash infusion from the federal government, and that has helped move things along. Now about 70% of American medical files are digitized. But that has posed many new questions, among them what to do with people's mental health records. Should they be part of the equation, kept separately? As with many other aspects of this issue, different providers are following different paths.
So what we can see is we can see all of their notes, and I can see...
David Oslin at the Philadelphia VA was, of course, showing me a fake health record used for training. He's a psychiatrist and chief of behavioral health at the facility, and when the VA went digital with its health records years ago, they decided to go all in with combined mental and physical health info, depression, addiction, diabetes.
It's all there.
Oslin says this approach is working well and has resulted in better care.
It's really important that healthcare be delivered by a community of providers, right? So a primary care doctor should not be making a decision about medications not knowing what medications I'm prescribing.
Oslin says he likes to pull up medical records on his computer during his sessions with vets. He looks at them to assess the overall health of his patient.
You know, if I'm treating somebody for depression and they're not managing their diabetes, we know that those things interplay.
Or if he's treating a veteran with alcohol abuse issues, he'll show them how their liver is doing, as a way of saying, it's important to stay sober. Not all mental health providers are as excited about integrated records as Oslin. He says many are worried patients with a mental health diagnosis will be treated differently by other providers, or they feel it's a violation of their patients' privacy around very sensitive issues.
And I think in a lot of ways, from my perspective, this is just my opinion, but my opinion is that actually contributes to the stigma, right? It contributes to the lack of a dialogue with the other healthcare providers for that patient.
I wondered if vets mind this all-in-the-open approach, but Oslin says he explains right away that it's basically just everybody working together on one team.
And oh, by the way, the veterans have full access to those records too, and that's important, and that's been a transformation in most of healthcare as well.
Other health systems are more cautious about including mental health records into patients' electronic files. At Einstein Healthcare Network in Philadelphia, I met Chief Medical Information Officer Julie Massey. Actually, Dr. Julie Massey.
I'm a pediatrician by training, a general pediatrician, and then moved over into the IT world, bridging the gap between clinicians and IT.
This is a new specialty. There is now a board certification for clinical informatics for physicians to bring the clinical voice into digital health records. Massey's been glued to her computer, bringing health records at Einstein online and trying to make the right calls for access to patient info.
We are just beginning a number of the discussions of how to find the right balance between privacy and access to information for our mental health patients.
Right now, they are opting for limited access.
So there is some minimal information. There is some information available, including medications and diagnoses that is available to other clinicians. The therapy information, we do have some capability to protect specific sensitive information to be available only to appropriate relevant clinicians.
Meaning only mental health providers can see details from a person's history, such as past trauma or abuse or what they said in a therapy session. Massey says this allows everybody to check for potential medication interactions, but protects patients' privacy. This approach appeals to psychologist Erica Goldblatt-Hyatt. She teaches at Bryn Athens College and has worked as a mental health provider in hospital settings.
I'm of two minds about it. So on the one hand, as a provider, it's certainly convenient to have your patient's story written out for you.
But she also has a diagnosis of OCD, and as a mental health care consumer, she sees things differently.
Part of the therapeutic relationship is allowing the patient to tell their story of illness from their own words.
For example, if a primary care doctor sees the OCD diagnosis right away, as soon as they click on Goldblatt-Hyatt's medical records, that doctor might make assumptions about her or attribute symptoms to her OCD diagnosis. This concept is known as overshadowing. In addition to that fear, Goldblatt Hyatt says mental health issues are unique. They are harder to define. It's tough to put them into neat categories.
I can't tell you my heart story from my heart's point of view other than to look at pathology or look at samples or labs, but I can tell you what it feels like to have OCD. I can tell you what intrusive thoughts feel like and how they affect my life. And when I'm using my own words and I'm making those choices with just my narrative, it feels empowering.
Right now, Erica Goldblatt Hyatt is in need of a new primary care doctor. She could get her lengthy paper files transferred from the old office to the new one, but she's thinking of not doing that.
I want my new provider to hear the story, so why not start from scratch?
Letting your paper medical records rot away in a closet won't be an option in the future. And many providers and consumers say it's time for mental health care to come out of its silo. But the push for more integrated medicine will require a paradigm shift in healthcare that has yet to take root.